This country is ripe for the change that this movement represents.
Occupy protests have been going on since September. Last week, West Coast Occupy groups moved from camps to ports. From Seattle to Los Angeles, barge operators and port workers had to shut down operations and delay barge traffic. That included the Port of Oakland.
It's kind of amazing how, you know, some conceivably minor thing that we hear about on the news someplace far away like Oakland can have an effect on someplace equally far away like Wrangell, Alaska.
That's Clay Hammer, Wrangell's Municipal Light and Power Superintendent. His department is waiting to start work on a major project that will switch all of Wrangell's streetlights over to energy-efficient LEDs. This project is funded through a $95,000 grant from the Alaska Energy Authority and Wrangell's Cooperative Association. It will replace 367 streetlights and cut electricity costs by about $20,000 a year. But the grant requires that the project be completed by August 2012. And Hammer says if protesters continue to delay barge deliveries in Oakland, Wrangell will be stuck with the bill.
At this point, I guess we're really not sure if those components have made it through the Port of Oakland yet. And, of course, they've got to get through the Port of Oakland, and then they've got to get to Silicon Valley where the manufacturer is actually set to work building these things. And my understanding is once they get the components, it won't take that long for them to actually assemble them. But without those components, they can't move ahead. So until those components make it through the Port of Oakland, the whole project is put behind.
Hammer says delivery delays to Oakland's port have already set the LED light replacement project back by a month. Any more delays mean the city may not be able to make the grant deadline.
What could end up happening is if we do not get all these lights installed by August 31st, is that we would have to basically reimburse them for the cost of those lights.
The lights are being manufactured by SeaTac Lighting LLC, based out of Seattle, Washington. Hammer says barges are a crucial shipping link between the lower 48 to island communities in Southeast. That's something he thinks Occupy protesters should consider.
It affects everything. Everything that we get comes through the barge lines. It's either comes on the barge or it's flown, and it's really expensive to fly stuff. So the majority of that is actually coming in on the barges. And so anything that delays service to that port is going to also delay our bottom line for our community. Everything that we've got coming and going, the local grocery supply, the fuel supply, all that stuff all comes from that port. So that's kind of our lifeline. And when they start messing with that, they're messing with us in effect. So,
Economic Development Director Carol Rushmore wrote the grants for the project and says regardless of the delay, the project will benefit Wrangell.
It will be, you know, I think a tremendous benefit to the community from a cost-saving standpoint as well as from an energy-saving standpoint. So we're looking forward to seeing the completion of the project and seeing how it all works out.
Wrangell Municipal Light and Power hopes for the LED installation to begin sometime in early February. Reporting in Wrangell, I'm Charlotte Duran.